Welcome back, Sports Talk, presented by Renaissance Bank. Renaissance Bank, greater service. Here is Richard Cross, glad to have you along this afternoon. We've talked about most of the playoff matchups at this point. We've talked a little bit about the Packers and the Falcons. We've talked in great detail about the matchup in the AFC with the Steelers and the Ravens. Tomorrow we will get to the Jets and the New England Patriots. But right now we'll talk about this matchup between Cinderella and one of the all-time great franchises in the Chicago Bears. And we'll do that now with Roy Taylor. Roy writes at ChicagoBearsWeblog.com and also BearsHistory.com. Roy, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Richard.
Thanks for a few minutes of your time this afternoon. This is an interesting matchup on paper. It's one that, if you go by what's on paper, you don't even have to play the game. Chicago just advances to the NFC Championship game, but I don't guess we can do it that way, especially considering the Seahawks are coming off this shock-the-world victory last week at home against the New Orleans Saints.
It certainly shocked all of us in Chicago, that's for sure. We kind of expected to see the Saints in here. It didn't surprise me to see Green Bay win in Philadelphia. A lot of things have fallen the Bears' way this year, and this is just another one of those things that have fallen the Bears' way. But, as you said, no one here, at least the fans in Chicago, are taking anything for granted this weekend. Seattle looked mighty tough against New Orleans.
I read a story today just somewhere on the web that the ticket brokers are most disappointed about this matchup because it's taken the price on the secondary market and dropped it considerably. Is that true?
I've read the same thing. For most of us fans, we're going to go to a Bears playoff game no matter who they play. I suppose there are people out there that will be concerned about the opponent, but we're just happy to have playoff football back in Chicago for the first time in 4 years.
It's always a storyline when you're talking about the city of Chicago. Let's talk about the weather, and I know that may not be the most significant storyline, but what are we looking at from a weather standpoint this weekend for this matchup?
We're talking about 20 degrees of a high. When the tailgaters get out there early in the morning, it should be less than 10, so that's perfect weather for us in Chicago. Yeah. However, there is a history of what people have said, fair weather, the Bears are going to win, but having been at the 1988 NFC Championship game when the San Francisco 49ers blew that theory out of the water when they beat the Bears to go to the Super Bowl, we know that isn't always the case.
Roy, if you write for a website called BearsHistory.com, I guess you've got to probably back it up. Does that make you the foremost historian of Chicago Bears football? Is that where we classify you?
Well, depends on who you're talking to, but I started my site when it was hard for me to find Bears historical information out there, so I took matters into my own hands, and I guess I'm proud of what I've put out there for everyone to see.
As well you should be. The site is BearsHistory.com. You can also read Roy's work on ChicagoBearsWeblog.com. Jay Cutler, a year ago, I don't think it's a stretch to say it was a disaster. Had the huge interception problem. This year it feels like he has been steady. Is that the best way to describe Jay Cutler this year?
I will tell you that being a Bear fan of 32 years, I've never been happier when they made the trade for Jay Cutler because all we saw was he's a Pro Bowl quarterback. We've had one Pro Bowl quarterback in Chicago since Sid Luckman was playing in the mid-1940s, and that's no joke. But what we didn't know, those of us that didn't get to watch Cutler on a game-to-game basis in Denver, were his tendencies to throw the interceptions, to take the chances, to make those throws that you wish you had back. We also have to keep in mind this is Jay Cutler's first postseason appearance in his college and pro football career. So we are hoping for the best. As everyone knows, Jay Cutler can be on fire. He can also, the next game, throw 5 interceptions. So we're certainly hoping for the best.
It's a story that's been told over and over and a question that's been asked, but what has Mike Martz meant to the development of Jay Cutler? Because he's not running the whole greatest show on turf offense with Jay Cutler as his quarterback.
It's a tale of two seasons. Before the Bears' bye week, when they were playing the Seahawks for the first time, Martz and throwing the ball around 30 to 40 times a game and ignoring the running game. When the Bears first played the Seahawks, they lost again the next week against the Redskins. At that time, they were completely ignoring the running game, sometimes only running 12 to 15 times a game. They came back from their bye week after that Redskins loss with a very balanced offense, which I believe Marks has never had at any other place he's been in. And then the Bears went on a tear and made the playoffs with an 11-5 record. Prior to the Seahawks game, when they beat Dallas unexpectedly and beat Green Bay unexpectedly, there was talk about Marks becoming a head coach again next year. But it's certainly an offense that has not been seen in Chicago, but now in the second half of the season, it looks more like a Chicago offense.
Game number one was in Chicago. It was back on October the 17th. Seattle, a 23-20 winner in that ball game. Is the story there in large part the fact that Lance Briggs didn't play in that game, or is there more to it from the first time around?
That's one thing that's been pointed out, especially Matt Hasselbeck even pointed out that was a huge loss on the Bears' defense. But again, we had the Bears trying to throw the ball 40 times, only running 12 times, not having their protections down. They were sacked 6 times. It's nice to point out, though, that Jay Cutler did not throw an interception in that game.
Yeah.
But Seattle blitzed on, I believe, 45% of their plays, and the Bears were not prepared for that. The talk around here this week has been that the Bears are ready to avenge that loss and also to be prepared this time for whatever Seattle throws at them.
Roy, when you look back at the game last week in which Seattle knocked off New Orleans, Matt Hasselbeck was pinpoint accurate in that ballgame, maybe the best game that he's played in a couple of years. He's obviously battled injuries. Can he duplicate that performance this week, or is the Bears' defense a lot different from New Orleans and will cause him not to be able to have the same type game?
I think the Bears' defense is much better than New Orleans. They're very good against the run this year. I believe they're ranked number 4 in the NFL against the run this year. So I think I'm hoping that we're not going to see anything like Marshawn Lynch's run against us.
Oh, my gracious.
But it's all going to come down, which has been the same case since Lovie Smith's been here. It's all going to come down to the pass rush. The Bears can generate a pass rush with 4 down linemen. Their defense will be very strong. If they're not able to put pressure on and Hasselbeck has time, I hope it doesn't happen, but you may see that accuracy if that happens.
Sometimes with big cities, you look at a city and you talk about whether or not a town is a city town, I'm using that interchangeably, is a sports town or not. You talk about Miami, not really a sports town, more of an event town. Los Angeles, not a sports town. How great of a sports town is Chicago, and are the Bears overall the king, even when you take into the fact that Jordan was there with the Bulls and the Cubs for all those years, blah, 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 is it still a Bears town?
I feel it's still a Bears town. The Bears ran a campaign last year, one city, one team, focusing on the fact that people split their loyalty between the baseball teams. And prior to this last year, there wasn't much hockey to watch, and the Bulls haven't been very good since the Jordan era. But you'd be hard-pressed to not find a Bears fan that you could talk to. It's a very big sports town, and that's what people are into around here, and we're excited to be excited about the Bears again.
Is it the best sports town in America?
In my opinion, yes.
Huh. That's interesting.
There's 2 baseball teams with a football team with the history and the tradition of the Bears. Every major sport covered. I'd have to say that it'd be hard to beat Chicago as a sports town.
Rob Taylor with us this afternoon. BearsHistory.com is his website. Also writes at ChicagoBearsWeblog.com. You can check those out to find out Bears information and Bears historical information. All right, Rob, if I tell you, you got to give me 1 or 2 reasons that the Bears win against the Seahawks this weekend. What are they?
I think the Bears have motivation to beat the Seattle Seahawks after losing in the poorest fashion they lost to any team this year. Now, I have to watch it. They did get trounced by the New England Patriots, but I think the Seahawks loss is a more emotional loss because there really wasn't a reason they should have lost that game. They had things that they had to correct, and we feel that they've corrected them around here since that happened. And, you know, everybody knows what's on the line right now. We want to hopefully get a ticket to Atlanta or bring Green Bay here for the NFC Championship game, and we hope we're going to do it.
I'm assuming it. Well, let me not assume. Let me ask you this: are Bears fans this weekend cheering for Green Bay?
That's an interesting question because most Bears fans, like myself, find it almost impossible to cheer for Green Bay in any situation.
Right.
I had to force myself to be agnostic about the Packer-Eagle game last weekend because we felt it would be a better matchup for us to have Seattle in here than New Orleans. Or it wouldn't have been New Orleans, it would have been Philadelphia in here, so Philadelphia would have won. It was very hard. But I will tell you this, that a Bear-Packer NFC Championship game in Chicago would be a once-in-a-lifetime event for Bears and Packer fans. I think it would be great for the NFL. That makes me nervous, though, because if the Bears were to lose that game at home, I'll never hear the end of it from Packer fans the rest of my life. But I don't
I love the word. I asked Rob, if you missed it just a second ago, I said, do you cheer for the Packers this week? He said, well, going back to last week, I just chose to be agnostic about it. Beautiful, Rob. That's word pictures for radio. I like that. Rob, thanks for your time. Nice visiting with you, and enjoy your Bears playoff weekend.
You enjoy the playoffs as well, and I appreciate you having me on the show. Go Bears.
And I'm sorry I just called you Rob. Roy Taylor from BearsHistory.com. Chicago Bears weblog is his website as well. Good stuff there. Take a timeout. We'll be back. It's Ole Miss, Mississippi State hoops and college football recruiting for the rest of the show today. 877-737-7017. We'd love to hear from you. Be right back.
They say a professional baseball pitcher may throw 35,000 pitches.